HSRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Thousands of flights are canceled nationwide for the weekend as a monster storm begins wreaking havoc across much of the U.S.
Power outages began mounting Saturday in the South. In addition, states to the East issued final warnings to residents. President Trump has approved emergency declarations for at least a dozen states. Roughly 140 million people are under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England.
House Republicans hope to buck the historical trend and keep their majority with the 2026 midterm elections.
Over the past 80 years, the party of the sitting president has won midterm seats in the House only two times. Despite the historical record, House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain feels good about the GOP adding to its razor-thin majority.
We've defied the odds to this point, right? I'm an optimist by nature. And I think we're on the right side of things. We are on the right side of the policies.
McClain, who is a congresswoman from Michigan, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump said he had agreed with the head of NATO on a framework of a future deal on Arctic security, potentially diffusing tension that had far-reaching geopolitical implications. Economist Steve Moore provides an analysis of President Trump's statements regarding Greenland and his potential motives behind them.
Trump is making the case that this is really essential for not just U.S. national security, but the security of all of Europe and for NATO to have Greenland, and we'll see how this turns out.
Toyota will recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the United States after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise the driver's safety. This is SRN News. Christians are under siege in Rwanda.
According to a wide-ranging study from Global Christian Relief, the government of that African nation is cracking down on believers, closing their churches and seeking to control their worship. More than half of Rwanda's 13,000 churches have been closed so far, and many others are at risk. GCR says, quote, recent requirements that pastors hold a seminary degree, which is an unaffordable luxury for many, has also led to a shortage of pastors approved by the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the communist government. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold or even killed. This is SRN News. Dozens of South Koreans detained in Cambodia for alleged involvement in online scams have been returned home to face criminal investigation.
The arrival of the 73 on Friday is the largest group repatriation of Korean criminal suspects from abroad. South Korean officials said that the suspects scammed fellow Koreans out of $33 million. Cybercrime has flourished in Southeast Asia, particularly in Cambodia and Myanmar. Trafficked foreign nationals are employed to run romance and cryptocurrency scams. They're often recruited with false job offers and then forced to work in conditions of near slavery. Keith Peters, Washington.
America rock climber Alex Honnold has ascended the Taipei 101 skyscraper without any ropes. He did it in 90 minutes on Friday. 16,670-foot tower. More details, srnnews.com.